Hi, come on in. Take a seat. I know it's terribly hot out there today. Would you like something to drink? I have iced tea, water, lemonade. Lemonade? All right, let me get that for you. All right, so, first of all, let me just say I really appreciate you, taking on this job. I know that it's a lot to ask. So, basically, you'll be helping me here on the farm, and I'm going to be frank, over the summer I'm going to need you essentially from sunup to sundown, and, you know, and that's every day during the week. The weekends, you can definitely have Sunday off. It would be fantastic on Saturdays and maybe Sundays if you wouldn't mind, helping me to feed and water the horses, but... other than that, your evenings and your weekends are pretty much yours. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what there is for a young man like yourself to do here on the evenings and weekends, but, you know, it's only a 10-minute drive into town, and there's the Dairy Queen. And, you know, if you go 30 minutes, you can go to Walmart. I mean, that's a big deal. Oh, you want to catch up on your reading? So, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're going into college. You're going to be a freshman? Jesus, you're young. And so, what possessed you to want to come help out some old lady on her farm? Shut up. Young man, you already have the job. You don't need to flatter me like that. Okay. So, you do have some studying and stuff to do this summer, and you just kind of wanted to do something physical? Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and take your stuff upstairs. Your room is if you go up to the top of the stairs, it's the second on the right. Make yourself comfortable, and then come on down. I'll give you some lunch, okay? All right, I'll see you in about 30 minutes. Hi, so the room is okay? Excellent. So, yeah, I've made some sandwiches and, you know, I've got some baked beans here and a salad. I hope that's okay. Well, I gotta feed you right, because I'm gonna be putting you to work. No, I don't mind. Go ahead, ask me a question. Well, my husband actually passed away a couple years ago, and so... I was going to give up the farm, but then I decided that I wanted to keep it, I wanted to stay here, so I've scaled it way back, but in the summer I do take on temporary help because it gets a little overwhelming. Right, well, towards the end of the season I do bring in some day laborers and stuff, but I just like to have at least one person here to help me out, right? No, I really enjoy it, actually, and I like the solitude, sometimes. Thank goodness for the internet. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to bump into you like that. Do I get lonely? Sometimes. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna lie. It's hard to sleep by myself. No, here, let me grab your dishes and put them in the sink. But, like I said, you know, I have the internet. I have people that I chat with and talk to, and I have friends who come and visit, or I go see them. So it's not like I'm completely alone. A boyfriend? Oh, shit, son, ain't nobody got time for that. I'm running a farm here. So, no. What about you, handsome young man? Any girls in your life? Oh, you did? Well, I'm sorry. Well, it's her loss. And don't worry, there's plenty of other girls, especially once you get to college. Can you tell me a secret? Well, of course. We're going to be working very closely this summer. I think you can. You've never... Oh, sweetie, that's okay. No, it's not like a prerequisite to going to college that you've had sex. No. Well, any girl who would be upset that you're a virgin, I don't think she's worth your time. Young man, are you propositioning me? Well, that seems a little weird because I'm paying you money to help me on my farm. I can't. Oh no, I'm not saying I'm not attracted to you. I mean, look at you. But it's your first time. I mean, that should be with someone special. I mean, we just met. Well, thank you, but you are making it very tempting, young man. And now you're standing all close to me. Shit. It has been a long time. A long time. Since I've, been with anybody. You want me to teach you? All right. Why don't we go ahead and move into my bedroom? Come here. Sit down. Don't be scared. There's absolutely nothing to be scared of. Aw. Sweetie, you're not going to be bad. It's like human nature. People have been having sex for millions and millions of years. But don't worry. I'll help you. So, I think the first thing we should do is kiss. Now, you've kissed somebody, right? Okay. Gotta make sure. So just lean in really close. Very good. Go ahead and put one hand around my waist. And then slide the other one up into my hair. Good boy. Now lean in. Oh, that was very good. You want more? Okay. Well, I think the next step in the process is we need to get these clothes off of you. So, take your t-shirt off. Damn, look at you, boy. Fuck. Alright, now your jeans. Yes, take off your shoes. It doesn't matter, just throw it on the floor. There you go. Sit back down. Now it's my turn. I'm gonna slide my shirt up over my head and lose my shorts. Do you want me to take my bra off? Very much so. Well, there you go. And now I'm gonna sit down next to you. And I want you to take my breasts in your hands and squeeze them. Just like that. Good boy. Yes, you can put your mouth on them. Good. Lick them. Lick my nipple. Oh, good. Now take it in your mouth and suck it hard. Very good. But don't neglect the other side. Oh. You have such a good mouth. Now come here. Let's lay down. And I want you to get on top of me. Don't worry about that yet. Just get on top of me. Good. Now kiss me again. I can feel that young, thick, hard cock. Just keep kissing me. Oh, yes, kiss my neck like that. Oh, that's good. Do you feel me grinding against you? Yeah. Can you tell that my pussy is getting hot and wet? Yeah. Now, whisper in my ear and tell me that you want to fuck me. Good boy. Now, lean up and kneel between my legs. And I want you to slide these panties off. Nope. I'll lift up a little bit. There you go. Slide them off. Now, take off your underwear. Don't be shy. Good, now get back on top of me. No, don't worry about entering me yet. Just kiss me. Now I'm gonna reach down and take your cock in my hand. And I'm just going to rub it up and down my pussy. Do you feel how wet you've made me? I know, it feels good, doesn't it? Now let me just guide you down right to the entrance of my pussy. Good boy. Now I want you to push inside me nice and slow. Oh, fuck your God, this is so good. Good boy. Yeah, just hold it inside for just a moment. Good, now pull out and slide it back in. Yes, you can go faster. Oh, yeah. Just like that. I'm going to pull my legs up and wrap them around your hips. Oh, yeah. No, you're doing good. Don't stop. Yeah, just keep slamming that big cock into me like that. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes, it feels good. Oh, it feels very good. You're a very good boy. Oh, yeah. No, don't stop. No, you're not hurting me. Oh, you're not hurting me at all, baby. Keep going. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're gonna come already. Oh, now. Don't you stop. No, you gotta be a good boy and let me come first, okay? Yeah. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna take your cock out of my pussy. They'll get down there between my legs. Good. Oh, very good. Good boy. Now put your fingers inside me. No, two of them. Oh. Now fuck my tight pussy nice and hard while you suck on my clit. Oh, that's a good boy. Yeah, you've done that before. Yeah. Oh. Fuck me with your fingers faster. Yeah. No, put your mouth all the way around my clit and suck it. No, don't stop. Go faster. Faster. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good boy. Now get back up here and put your cock inside me. Okay. Now, fuck me as hard and as fast as you want. Yeah. Oh, 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 fuck, just like that. Just like that, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck me faster, faster, and faster. Yeah, harder. Yes, I can take it harder. Don't you fucking worry. You just fuck me. Yeah? Are you gonna pump me full of your cum? Oh, yeah, you are, young man. Pump me full of your cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, pump me full of your cum. Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, God damn, you coming so hard. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Yes, you're a very good boy. Now come here and lay down next to me. Well, that, young man, was very good for your first time. I think things are going to work out very well this summer. But I have a lot more I need to teach you.